The Comedy Store would like you to know that the views and opinions expressed on this podcast are strictly those of the speakers or authors and do not necessarily reflect or represent the views and opinions held by the Comedy Store and its affiliates.
And I put red lipstick on for Justin.
I know, it looks really good.
What? Does it?
Yeah, you look good today. I said today.
Thank you. It's days. We go in minutes.
Good. It looks good.
Because it could, you know, in a couple minutes, your face could readjust.
Melts. And
realize that.
It settles. That's what they call it. It's
is that
or
what it
sets.
Is?
It sets.
Sets.
Her settles is what sets. We do in relationships, I guess, apparently.
I haven't settled in a while.
Oh, I love my settle.
Settle.
A good settle.
Are you a good settler?
I think so.
I'm an Irish setter, so. We stay in a long time.
You know what I did today? My partner's out of town on business, and I like replanted all the pots and plants and like hung them up by the windows and like hung up picture frames that we've not hung up yet but been wanting to.
Okay.
So when they get home, I can be like, look what I did.
Yay.
Did I have a lesbian help me? Yes. But I wanted to make sure.
Isn't it important to get a lesbian to help you?
I wanted it done right.
Yeah.
You know?
You need accuracy.
Yeah, I'm not going to like pick up a hammer and a nail and be like, I saw this on YouTube. But no, I'm not. I need an expert.
I'm not DIYing this.
No, I'm not DIYing it. I need a lesbian who can build a tent out of aluminum foil and bubble gum for the apocalypse to help me.
Man, I could be a lesbian. If it wasn't for women, I could be a lesbian.
Same.
Yeah. Tough to be with a woman. God bless.
Yeah.
The people that do it.
You're
in my prayers. My niece just got married and she just sent me a picture of that little shit because I'm the worst like aunt. I'm not the worst aunt. First of all, me and my niece look a lot alike.
Mm-hmm.
And all her gay friends were like, oh my God, there's this like older lady that looks like you, but she also looks like she's kind of a newscaster.
You're like, I'm the ghost
of
Christmas future.
Because I wore this turquoise jumper that I thought looked so fucking cute on mm-hmm. me. And they were like, do you work in the news?
They asked you if you worked on the news?
Yes.
I'd be like, that's none of your business. We'll be back in five.
Yeah. Like, absolutely, guys. Coming up next.
I'm going to kick you in the neck.
Two lesbies on the dance floor. What? We had so much fun at her wedding. I mean,
oh, good. How old is this the one that I met who was like 14
gorgeous.
When I met her?
No, well, she moved out here. She kept coming out like during she was in college. So she would come out to she would study abroad, but she would be like, I'm just going to L.A.
What was her name?
Alexa.
Alexa. Yeah, I've met her. Yeah, she's
so
cute.
Gorge. She does the drag, too. Like she does.
That's the one. Yeah.
So she would go to drag con.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Drag con. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
And so I was like, wait, that sounds mean.
Like no, FagCon is the one you don't say.
Okay.
Yeah, DragCon you can say.
DragCon, yeah.
FagCon is no.
She did
can't
her,
say that.
She did her thesis on drag in Philadelphia.
Uh-huh.
So she knows almost every drag queen there is. So it's like her fave thing. And we loved, like, one of my other nieces was like, hey, can we go to a drag brunch? And she's young, you know?
Uh-huh.
And my niece Alexa was like, yes. Like,
oh,
so
I wanna,
we
like,
all went. We took my mom. My mom was like, is that a boy?
And yes,
like,
it's a bot. It's
you
a boy, mom.
Just eyes forward, lady.
I want to like have a challenge with your niece.
Oh my God!
Does she watch them all? Because there's too much.
I don't know if she watches them all, but I know my brother Tommy used to watch them mm-hmm. too. He loved RuPaul's, and they would go at it like they would talk like they were. Like, I would talk baseball with somebody.
Yeah,
or
it's
football,
it's sports.
Like,
it's sports.
Wow, okay.
They've got 3 wins, 3 losses.
Yeah.
They've tied. She's been in the bottom. This is her third time this week.
He's got to get it in this year or he's out.
She's got to step her pussy up. That's what she's got to do this week. All right. Ross, back to you. Hi.
I don't think I've ever watched.
You know who has?
Fully watched.
You know who is?
Kevin Christie.
Kevin Christie.
And I love that because he's. I mean, he comes out like statistics.
Mm-hmm.
He knows this one. He knows that one. Like my friend Lexi, her, I almost said husband, but they've been engaged forever. Eric is the producer for the drag show on HBO.
Oh, We Are Here?
Yes.
That's a great show, by the way.
We're Here. Is there a movie they made We're Here, too? Because I keep seeing it. I'm like, wait, that's not.
Well, it's pretty much Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, meets Tu Wong Fu. Like, they go to the small town and give him makeover.
I think it's great. I've seen
it's
that a
such
million.
Such a great show.
I've seen that. I love that.
Yeah. And that's Eureka, Bob, and Shangela.
Yes. That's excellent. But that's not a competition. That's kind of like getting people out of their comfort zone, which
I love.
Awesome.
Yeah. I kind of like that. I just signed with a new management company that reps a bunch like Bob and Trixie and all those guys.
Oh, okay.
Because they're like,
I walk the red carpet with.
But that's the thing. They were like, we're trying to get like drag to be like a household name. And now they're like, well, we did it.
Yeah.
And so like, they're
wasn't
like, well, now
Trixie
we want to.
Was in, wasn't Trixie in Lady Gaga? Oh my God. Why can't I think of it? Star is Born.
That was Willem.
And
Shangela.
Right.
Yeah.
So
both phenomenal.
Willem.
So funny.
Willem's from South Philly.
Yeah. Willem is. Yeah. You can tell. It's like that tracks. But like, I mean, it's just blown up. And now they're like, okay, well, now we want to get into like some comics. And I'm like, yeah, let's go.
Hello.
Come on.
Right here.
So I'm so stoked.
So would you, like, you signed with this management company, then would you, because it drives me fucking batshit crazy that you're not like the spokesperson for certain networks. I'm not going to say which ones, but
well, it doesn't
because
exist
they kind
anymore.
Of don't exist.
Yeah.
But there's platforms and there's big platforms.
Well, that's what we're working
and
on.
And it's infuriating.
It's that's the whole 2023
good.
Is that.
Has to be.
It is. It's like I have a whole team now that's like, okay, let's go. And that's what I've been waiting on. Because a lot of people just didn't know what to do with me. Because they're like, we like you, but we don't, but we do. And you know pop culture and fashion and this and that. And you do characters and voices and a good storyteller, but we don't know what to do with you. Oh, good looking as well. Tall. But yeah, so I think it's kind of taken a while for people to like, you know, now that LGBTQIA people are in like everywhere now.
Do you
now.
Hate saying all the letters?
That's I just said that to like be nice.
Got it.
Like, but I yes, it's a
but
lot.
I feel bad.
It's no, like, don't.
I mean, it's too much.
It's a lot. I get it, and that's your choice. You know, if
and
you're
like,
choice,
we're not included.
No,
like,
you can be an ally and not say all the letters.
I'm an ally and I'm not saying any of the letters. I'm saying you're gay.
Yeah. You're whatever the fuck I say
I
you
can't.
Are.
Yeah, I just too much. Like, people getting like offended by the dumbest shit drag queens are going to hurt you. What are you saying? My niece was like,
they're not going to hurt you. Even worse, they're going to read to your children.
Oh my God. Be careful, guys.
Yeah.
They're not going to hurt you because they're in a corset and heels. And they're tucked, and it's uncomfortable to run and hurt at the same time. You know what I mean? Yeah. Leave them alone. They're not going to mess up a wig for you. And I was going to say something evil, but, you know.
It's just funny because it just makes me look at, like, who the people who do have a problem with this look like mashed potatoes themselves.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? They're just like, I don't want people reading to my kids. Well, bitch, when was the last time you picked up a book? You
when
know?
When you took a walk.
Yeah,
take a walk. Just get
read
some air.
Book.
Get some air in your brain and see if some circulation happens.
Yeah.
And you realize it just ain't that fucking bad.
It's these derpity derp derp thumb people.
I love derpity derp.
They're just fucking stupid. I love that we just turned this into a drag
person?
Podcast. Huh?
Oh, who cares? What's a thumb person?
Just a thumb, like a person who looks like a thumb. Like that's your thumb. And that, like, if you put.
Are you picking on Joe Rogan? I love
him. Like a thumb.
They always say that about him. I'm like,
that
what?
He's a thumb person?
No, well, just because he's bald and he's like, you know. They
no,
say,
Joe's
he
a toe
like
a person.
A toe.
He's like a big toe. Toe Rogan.
Oh, a toe Rogan. Toe Rogan. I'm like, well, I don't get it. Like, whatever. But it's kind of fun. I mean, people just love to shit on people.
Oh, of course.
Anybody that has any kind of gets anywhere, it just becomes.
Well, that's how you know you're successful.
Yeah. How do we start if, knocking
how people
this fucker
troll
down?
You.
Yeah.
It's funny because I was talking about that, like last weekend I went to a dinner and a friend of mine who's an agent was just like, you know, you need to put more videos of your stand up on, which I'm doing. Which but it's funny because
I hate doing it.
It's the worst because I feel like I'm the end of that generation where it was like no video, no recordings, no. Yeah. And now, like, since COVID hit, people are just like, here it all is. Just take it, you know? And it's a weird kind of old school violation, you know?
Yeah, I don't. And so managers now want this. They want, because they need the views. They want the views.
You need the numbers. You need the content, all that shit.
What if it's not stand up and it's like little shorts, videos, whatever?
That's what I mean. That's fine too. I did a video of me singing to a bluebird out of my window today.
Wow. Did the lesbian film it at least?
I did it myself. I did a DIY on how to record yourself singing to a bluebird.
Did you have like a bluebird in your house or
no? It was like I had my window open and I was just singing like Snow White to this bird. Just follow me. You can see the whole thing. See?
I do follow you. I just don't pay attention.
Now you're curious, but yeah.
A bluebird. See, I wouldn't even know what that was. I was a bluebird.
It was a bird. It was the sound of a like a TikTok or something that I voiced over, like a lip sync.
Oh.
It was in an actual.
Those are big. People those are fun. Love those.
Yeah. So I feel like it's really weird to like have, you have to have like the captions and the lighting and the editing. And I just don't know how to do all that. And now I like have like these kids from this production team and I'm like, hey, do it. There it is.
Here's
go.
All the stuff. But my thing is, I'm so bad with the stand up. I had a young kid. He was like, hey, let me cut up some of your stand. I'm like, okay, I have thousands of hours.
Yeah.
Here. Thousands of hours I do nothing with. And because I hate it. I'm like, nope, not good enough. Nope, not good. You know, I'm terrible. And so he cut it, sent it to me. Now I have like 30 little clips and I'm like, yeah, I'm never putting those up.
Why not?
Because they're terrible.
Just
but
do it.
Everybody says just put them up.
Esther Pavitsky, sorry, Esther King.
There you go.
Which I'm still confused
it's
about.
It's hard to say.
I don't like it. I don't like it. If she comes in here pregnant, I'm done.
Why?
I just can't.
That
I don't.
That would be exciting.
No. I know. I'll be excited. But it's just like, everyone's growing up. You know, it's weird.
Little Esther.
Yeah. She told me like months ago, she was like, just put up three videos, which I think is a little excessive. But she was like, put up like a video or two videos. Just stupid. Who gives a shit? And it gets people talking. Because my friend, who's the agent, was just like, if people are shitting on it, which they're going to do, because those platforms are for horrible people to pick and nitpick and be like, you're gross, kill yourself, you're terrible, give up, you know. But then you have to just reverse that and be like, they're talking about me, you know.
And I get that because I don't like that's not the point. I don't like I'm not worried about the bad comments.
Yeah.
Me and Rick always on here. We're always like, leave comments, bad, good. We don't care.
Yeah.
If you want to shit on us, go for it. We're not going to get offended. We're not going to fight with you. We don't care because, you know, it is what it is. People have to get it out. So I don't care about the negative comments. I'm just like, it's just not good enough. It's not them. It's me.
It's you. Nobody knows what's good enough.
Yeah.
Only you know what's good enough. And you can't be your worst critic because that's what you are.
100%.
Yeah.
It's awful, but I have to stop and I have to.
You
got to
just
put
do it.
Shit out.
Just push it out.
Because I need to get my numbers up. And I mean, I do well, okay, not great, but like with the videos with Dice that we do those little shorts, and they're really like 30 seconds, maybe, maybe a minute. And then I was all excited. We were going to put them on, what's that? TikTok. So I'm like, here it goes, TikTok. I almost said TikTok.
What is it called? Yeah.
I watch TikTok. I do. I go through it.
It is
It's why there's red lipstick on.
Why? Because they told you red lipstick's back or what?
No, these people are a problem. First of all, I don't know what these girls are hiding, but they are putting aisle 5 on their face. Like, it is so much makeup. And I'm like, is it a filter or is it? So they're like, no, it's this. And I don't know if I'm being catfished or whatever. So I'm trying different moisturizers because I'll be dead within the hour. So I'm trying to, you know, look halfway decent.
That's
right?
The content, Eleanor.
I know. I thought of that, but I don't know how to record it. Maybe John will do it for me.
I have a lesbian who can come over and record it for you.
good.
Yeah, get that. Like,
and then maybe I'll switch teams in the process because there's a whole nother problem on
that. I think that's really funny. If you're watching a tutorial and you actually try to do it and put it out there.
It's awful. And I'm so bad at it.
That's
and
okay.
I'm like, at one point, I do joke about this, but, you know, they're like, you got to put primer. And I'm like, what am I, a fucking Buick? What mm-hmm. are you saying, primer? So I found primer. One I found for $65. And then another girl was like, no, get this one for $3. So I have that one and this one. And I'm like, I can't tell the difference. I don't know what these kids are saying.
Is one cruelty free?
Maybe I just have good skin.
Yeah. You took some potion, you know?
Somewhere, because I was like, I don't see a difference. They both feel weird. Right? It feels
they
my
both
face
feel
doesn't
weird.
Feel normal. Right? It feels like slippery. And then
no,
you
don't
put,
get slippery.
Not slippery, like silk. Silk-like. Mm. So then you put, I don't wear cover-up. I just wear tinted moisturizer because I'm lazy.
Yeah, I can tell.
Everybody. Oh.
This has been fun.
Bye, guys. Have a good Peter no. checks it. So.
No, look at this. I get these. I got like fucking
I get
hollow like eyeballs.
But you don't put makeup on. You have great
I do sometimes.
Skin. Really?
When I'm on camera, except for tonight. For
and by the way, we need it for this because this could tell you if we have a tumor. I mean,
yeah,
honestly.
It's bright. I actually like during the day when I record my podcast here, I'll put a little under eye or if I'm on stage. But I was like, we're here at night. No one's going to see it. No one cares.
Nobody will watch.
Yeah.
nobody watches us.
Yes, they do.
No, I'm kidding. I know they do. That's why I try. One time somebody, some big podcast. I don't follow these fucking weirdos, but they were shitting on us because I forget. It was a triggered kind of conversation that everybody was talking about. It was me and Annie. And so me and Annie Letterman.
Uh-huh.
And so they took it and they were like, who's this fucking Nancy Pelosi looking bitch? And I'm like, you motherfucker.
I went to CVS and got my makeup today.
Bitch, I have primer on. No, not, not today. I don't have primer on, but I had a look at fucking Nancy Pelosi and you just see her coming out. She's like, hey guys, like, you motherfuckers. But I'm not going to get mad at that. That's hilarious that he called me
that. That's a good drag name, too.
I'll be her.
Nancy Cerebral Palsy. That could be a good... That's a good...
But I was like, this bitch is in... She has a leg in the grave. Mm. I know I'm there, toe in, but fuck. So I have red lipstick on because...
God.
Okay. I'm just texting with Peter because I was teasing him, Peter Shore. So I was going to try to get him to come down and interview him, but we'll see what happens.
Oh, God, it's weird. He's going to bust the door open and be like,
it'd be
hey,
hilarious.
Guys.
No, he's at dinner. But I didn't know he was here. So it's whatever. It is what it is. What kind of tea is that? It looks fancy. Do we serve
fancy
tea?
I have that weird... That like it's not a cough. It's like the seasonal.
Okay, guys, thanks
chest.
For
no,
coming.
No, it's fine. So, but like, I'm not like sick. I'm not. Have you heard me coughing?
No. Seasonal what?
It's like just a seasonal.
COVID. Can I tell the funny
story? No, it's just like a little sinus pressure and a little bit of like a chest. AIDS. It's full blown AIDS. It's back and meaner than ever. Take that, PrEP. Yeah, it's
hey, fuck you, COVID. Get back in the back seat again. AIDS is back.
I'm just doing like some throat coating and like.
No, it's smart.
I'm traveling
to do.
Next week, and I just.
I'm traveling tomorrow. That's why I'm like, bye, bitch.
Oh no, you're gonna be fine. No.
But I do. Dice got me into the medicine ball from. Oh, and it's so fucking sweet.
What's
it's medicine? Basically like liquid. Sugar. It's so good.
Is it for a drink?
It's tea. It's at Starbucks.
Ooh.
And it's just ask for the medicine ball. It's
at like, Starbucks?
Mm-hmm. It's a mint tea and a regular black tea. And then they put honey and lemonade.
Ooh.
Dude, it is fucking.
See, that's some TikTok shit too.
No, that's him. I don't know how he found it way before TikTok. We've been fighting over this for years. Took me a long time to try.
He needs to put that on TikTok.
We did one of the videos we did. That's what I was going to say. We put it on TikTok, and it was him and I fighting in a hotel room.
It's my favorite thing.
And this was the one where he said something nasty about me.
Yeah.
And so I come down from my room in the elevator. I come out of the elevator and I'm charging to his room and I'm banging on the door. And he comes out and I yell and I punch the door. And they put it on Reddit and they were like, see, women are abusive too. She beat him up and I didn't even touch him.
People are talking,
I hit
Eleanor.
The door.
People are talking. That's the thing. They don't
know.
Then
I deleted my account because I was like, oh no.
I had somebody today go, hey, I love you in Pentatonix. And I was like, what?
What's that?
They thought I was the guy. I get that every
What's
Christmas.
What's Pentatonix?
Pentatonix?
You think it's worse than Nancy Pelosi? What?
No, but hold on. So Pentatonix is an a cappella group. So they sing without music.
I know what that means. I'm just trying to think of.
So there's like an a cappella group. It was a show called So You Think You Can Sing or something like, it was like.
There was a movie.
It was, no, The Singing Bee or something like that. And
okay.
Pentatonix won. And there's a guy named Scott Hoying who is incredibly talented. And they kill it every Christmas because they sing all the Christmas songs a cappella. They're like, Mary, did you know that your baby?
Oh, I actually would love that.
And so I'll be walking.
I don't know their name, yeah.
Like you getting Nancy Pelosi, I'll get like, Pentatonix! And I'm just like, hello. Like to the point where I'm like, it's me. Like I'm, I know, I wish. And even my sister today was like, I took my kids to the Pentatonix concert. And I'm like, don't say that. And then she's
it's triggering for you. You're like, what?
And she goes, they kept asking, is that Uncle Justin? And I was like, oh my God. Yes. But you were saying earlier, you want to be the fun aunt? Is that what you were saying? Or you're the like,
what do you mean?
Are you the bad aunt at Christmas or the fun aunt?
Oh no, I'm always the fun aunt.
Okay.
I'm always the fun aunt because I'm like, I'm already setting up. We have a new thing we're doing. they have Nerf archery. So it's like dodgeball. You basically shoot each other.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. It's so much fun.
I bet that is.
And we did it a couple weeks ago, like after Thanksgiving. I always take the kids like to the movies or something. And then after Christmas, we do something similar. But now they're getting older, you know? So they're like, oh, no, we want to do fucking wild shit, you know? So we're like switching
What's
it up.
Wild shit?
I mean, not just like, hey, let's go to a movie and get popcorn. They're like, let's go to Topgolf. Let's go to...
Oh, Topgolf.
Yeah. Let's go to, like, Escape Room was big. We did an
That's
escape room
fun.
A couple weeks ago.
My boyfriend wants to take me to Topgolf.
Topgolf is great. I loved it. And I'm not a golfer.
I'm not either.
It's but you're there. It's just you and him in your little, like you have your own little booth, whatever.
Sure.
And then you hit. It doesn't matter
Do
how
you
you're
hit
good
the balls
or bad. Yeah,
into
just
the
out
air?
Into
or is
into
it like
abyss.
A,
yeah.
Like a CGI, like you hit a tarp and it tells you how far it would have gone.
You hit it out and it does give you distance. Of course.
Is there a freeway?
No, it's got the thing. It is off the freeway, which would be fun, but it's all covered.
Okay.
Usually you'll see them when you're driving. You're like, what is that? And that's usually a Topgolf because it's like all netted off kind of a thing. But we had a blast. We took three booths because there's too many of us. And then we broke up into groups. And then we, of course, competed because that's our other favorite thing to do.
See, I'm just, yeah, you're very competitive.
Very uncomfortable.
Well, yeah, there's like 48 of you guys. Good God. Fucking.
There's 10 of us. We were at a wedding. My Aunt Joy, a couple weeks ago, we were just at a wedding. And she had 10 kids, too.
God.
So it's just a tribe.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody has to pull out.
Someone at this point.
And they all had kids. We didn't do it. Five of us had kids and five didn't. You don't know. So I only have 10 nieces and nephews.
Out of what, 11 kids?
10 kids.
10 kids, that's right.
So we shut it down. We're like, listen, we got to close this shop.
Yeah, we
up.
Did it. We've got a legacy.
Yeah. Let it go.
Yeah.
It's not good. So.
See, I'm like the, you always have like gay people on like Instagram and stuff. And they're like, I'm the gunkle. I'm the gay uncle. And I like spoil my kids. I'm like, so if there's a gunkle, I'm like Krampus uncle. I'm the kunkle.
Why?
Like, I'm just the like, you're if one of them falls, I'm like Scar from The Lion King. I'm like, oh dear. I hope that didn't hurt too bad. you know, just sipping my wine. They're just like, Uncle Justin, let's go outside. No.
Oh, yeah. Man.
I don't know.
Oh, I'm the worst. Like, I have a 11-year-old nephew, and he's like, Anna, how come you're the only one that gets up and comes out with us? And I'm like, because your parents stink, and they're lazy, and they just want to watch football, and they don't want to really be with you. They don't even like you.
My nieces and nephew are like, my nieces are 15 and 14 or 13.
You really are
like that.
A dick. Okay.
So when they get like,
yeah, they get distance
like
18, now.
Yeah.
Now they'll be distance.
I don't want like teenager like, ew, Uncle Justin, you're so cringe, you know, and be like, I'll show you fucking cringe.
I keep telling my
nephew.
You ever
been left alone in a dark room? You know, like, I'll show you cringe.
I keep telling my nephew I'm going to come to his classroom and do stand-up. And he's like,
that's good.
He freaks out. He's like, Anna, no, you're not allowed. I go, listen, I went to that school. They know me. It'll be fine. Meanwhile, there's nobody there.
Oh, I'll show up at your school with a CD player with O-Town Backstreet Boys and NSYNC and 98 Degrees, do karaoke and choreography. You're welcome.
Yes.
In the cafeteria.
That would be...
No rehearsal.
And just keep saying, Conrad's my nephew, guys.
Bitch.
And he's just there.
Yeah, just like... yeah, I'll do it. I'll do it. Oh,
so funny.
I love embarrassing
children. You
should
children. Do it.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever done stand-up in like a weird situation like that where it's like, not teen, the improv did the 18
Oh, the fuck, oh, the worst.
There's a summer program or something?
What was that?
It was tough.
What was it? What did they call it? Teen tours.
Something like that.
Oh, God.
Sometimes they were good though. And then other times it was like, they were... Probably looking at me like, is that Nancy Pelosi?
Yeah. Yeah.
Waiting for you to sing.
Yeah. Are you the villain from Lazy Town? That's another one I get. And it's fine.
Don't get mad, but I don't know what Lazy Town is.
I didn't either. And then I went on TikTok or I went on Twitter and Googled it and was like, oh, yeah, I see a resemblance. Yeah. I'll find him right now. Look.
Wait, what's Lazy? Like, is it a movie?
It's like a kid's show.
Oh, a kid's show.
Yeah. It's like these little shitheads.
When I get on the plane, I listen to Disney music to calm myself down.
As
you should. Don't ask. And I know, wow, that is accurately mean. That is, oh my God.
That's these little shitheads.
Put it in the, oh my God.
Think I look like, it's fine. It cracks me up because I'm like, all right, I see it. He died, however.
Dead.
He did kill himself.
Should you get your manager to submit you to?
Well, I mean, if there's a reboot, you better believe it. I'll get my management team
right
on there and be like,
management team, hey guys, this is what I'm going out.
I'm Robbie
for.
Rotten 2.0.
You change it completely.
Wait, what was your question? Was it the teen tours?
Oh yeah, the teen tours. Just working in front of younger people, like even Laugh Factories. Like last night, everyone. Young exchange students.
You were there last night at the Laugh Factory? How is it?
It was packed. I mean, it was a Mark Hayes' show. So all these kids from USC, and there was this young kid.
Those were college kids.
Yeah, but it's still 18.
Yeah, the teen tours are not.
They're not 18?
No, they're like 14 to like, they're like 13 to like 16, 17. They're still in high school.
Oh, maybe I got
lucky. Because it's that rich
lucky.
Jewish community on the East Coast that puts their kids on a bus.
Maybe I got lucky then.
Yeah, no, you had like just a normal, like, you have to be 18 to get in. These are like kids
maybe
that
that's
were like,
we
you ever go down on an older woman? And the kids are like, and it's weird.
We didn't
weird.
Learn that one yet.
Yeah, like, and the teachers are in the back just shit-faced, and they're like, fuck these kids. Like, it's kind of amazing. But the kids
that's
are shitheads. Because there'll be like one girl... Her name's like, you know, Shannon Dale or whatever. And she's just like, Shannon she's the bitch. Dale. She's like, I'm the bitch on the bus. That's right. All these fuckers. And you're like, shut up, Shannon Dale.
Shannon Dale.
With an X.
Stop it now.
Yeah.
It's and that's just, probably real.
So then you end up just roasting a child. You put all of your anger, all of your frustration throughout your entire
God,
career.
God, am I glad I'm gay like that.
And you're just like, fuck you, Shannon. And it's like a 14-year-old girl. And she's like, you don't know me, because then they're like involved.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the teachers are like, yeah, we've been wanting to say fuck you, Shannon, for ever since Philly.
That's so fun. I guess they don't put me on those. You don't want it. Ones.
What are you going to get? No, $8?
I hear you, but I'm saying like the few that I've done, I just felt like they were like maybe 17, 18, but not 13. I did a show with Steve Simone on the East Coast, mm-hmm. and he does all ages. And I said, is this an all ages show? And he said, oh, no, not this one. And I get there and there's two 12-year-olds in the front row. And I'm like, you know me, right? Or... My brothers were dying laughing. My brother John, my brothers and my Karen and Edie, it was my brother Johnny, Karen and Edie, and they were dying watching me be like, start a bit and be like, oh, I can't do that. I certainly can't
I did
there.
That the other day in the main room. There was this like child.
What?
In the main room, like on, I guess it was like last.
You better calm
Thursday
down.
Thursday or Friday?
We're 21. He was like 21. Oh, okay.
But he looked like Chicken Little. He had the glasses on, and he was like, I'm here with my dad. And I was like, oh, God. 21. Here with his dad.
Chicken Little.
So cute, though. I was like, you're in the front?
Why'd you sit up here? That's funny.
And I was like, are you having fun? He's like, I'm having the best time of my life. I was like, haven't lived yet.
To see any young people here freaks me out. Like, yeah. Because we don't have it.
Yeah.
We've always been 21 and over. The Laugh Factory and the Improv are 18 and over because they serve food. Even when we started serving food, we never lowered it. And I pray that never happens because it always should be 21 and over.
Yeah.
It's infuriating to look how angry I got.
Yeah, you just flip the mic over. You're like, yeah. I'm done. Mm. Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot.
It's too much.
And then I made some like joke and then it was like, it was like a very adult joke, and he started clapping, and I was like, don't clap.
Right.
You're in front of your dad. What are you doing?
He can see you.
He was like, thank you. Why are you here? You. Do something like bond with your dad like at like Jumbo's Clown Room or something. Like go do something American.
Oh, my God. That is awful.
Why?
Have you been there?
Yes.
Yeah, but to go with your dad?
Yeah. Do you know what? Okay, Jumbo's Clown Room.
I know exactly what it is.
Is like the staple in LA.
I'm more of a crazy girl.
Yeah, this is like, yeah.
That's a great strip club. We used to hang there when I was waiting.
Is that
tables.
In Vegas?
No, it's right here.
Crazy. Oh, the one on crazy Sunset girls. Down the
street.
Oh, yeah, I've done that one. Can I be gross for a second?
It is gross.
Okay, because it is gross.
And I loved it.
So one time, it was like one summer, we went, there was a whole bunch of us. I'm trying to remember who it was. I think it was like.
From here? Like.
It was
store?
Like some store comics. I can't remember.
It's a very store thing to do.
It was during the day.
Which is always awkward.
It was like.
You hang out with store people during the day?
During
like
the day. I don't
vampires.
Even know what we were doing. Like, I think we were just like hanging out on the patio during the day. And I think it was like, I can't even remember who
were
it was.
Were you new to here? New to comedy? New to.
I honestly don't know. I don't know what happened. I think we went to like. I know we wound up there.
Okay.
And I remember John Campanelli.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. It was like, I'm going to tip this stripper.
Oh.
To give me a lap dance.
Okay.
And so I'm watching him get a lap dance from this stripper. And they didn't have cocktails. All they had was like canned warm pineapple juice.
Yes.
Because they didn't have a liquor license in a strip club. So I didn't want warm pineapple juice on this hot summer day.
Yeah.
We leave. We go get lunch somewhere. And I look over at John Campanelli and I see that he has.
You did it on purpose. I almost spit this across the room. I'm sorry. He has what?
He has a long. Booger green snail trail going down his front leg by his knee. I mean, it is
this is not what I expected.
I am talking green.
Okay, I'm going to throw up, but yeah. I get
green.
It. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was from the pineapple juice.
Like.
Maybe she was drinking a lot of pineapple juice.
Is that
a
thing?
Are you saying it's from her?
Because I was like, you have like a green.
Stripe
down your front leg, and he's like, oh yeah, it was probably. I'm like, that stripper is ill.
What do you think? You're getting top prime strippers in the afternoon?
That's what I'm saying.
With the fucking pineapple juice?
He's like, oh yeah, that's so weird. I'm like, no, it's not. We went during the day. We had like full on like
she
amputee.
She was probably missing a lip and yeah. just leaking.
Yeah. Those are the Jumbo's Clown Room girls at night. Jumbo's Clown Room strippers are like amputee. Like,
oh yeah.
Like tatted
but
up.
That's why it's more fun because it's not like a serious like... Like a strip, when a guy goes to a strip club, like mm-hmm. even crazy girls, like the owner used to come here. We used to hang, because it's just weird. Like when I was waiting tables here, we had so many of us would like pick days to do random shit. And we would go out during the day. We went to a Dodgers game.
That's fun.
Freaky, in a limo. But from here to the 7-Eleven on Cherokee, mm-hmm. at Sunset and Cherokee, from here to Sunset and Cherokee, we ran out of liquor. It was packed. The whole it was
you
full.
Ran out.
And we had to stop and get more liquor.
We were so close.
And you know how much further it is to yeah. Dodger Stadium.
Yeah, it's a ways.
It's a bit.
Yeah.
So we stopped, and I remember at this point I was like the head waitress here, so I should pay attention a little.
Yeah.
And it's me, all the waitresses, my brother Johnny and his now wife, but then girlfriend, Michelle, and my sister-in-law. And so Johnny was just like, do you guys do this all the time? And I'm like, no. But Chewy rented us a limo, like a friend of his. And they were so wasted. Then we came back. I got so drunk, and I don't drink, but my brother was there, so I knew he would bail me out if I got real stupid. And so I felt safe. And so I was gone. The waitress, we get back to the store. I don't have a waitress for that night, and Mitzi's showcasing.
What happens?
So, one of my waitresses, May, gets out. She goes, it's my shift. I'll wait table.
And she was shit faced?
Gone.
Fired on the spot?
No.
Oh.
Just, we had to tie her up. We had to tie her up and call somebody else to come in. So she
wouldn't
go
in that
fucking
showroom. Because she wanted
to do it so bad. Yeah. If we would have let her in that showroom, Mitzi would have fired her. But there was no way we could let her in there. We were in the parking lot fucking wrestling her to the ground.
Because she wanted to work that bad?
It's my shift. I was like, May, it is not your shift.
Meg.
Not May. May and Katie were two of our, you would have loved working with them.
What happened to them?
Katie, no, they're still, I mean, they just moved on, luckily.
Do you keep in touch with them?
Of course. I see Katie all the time. I haven't seen May in a while, but we follow each other on like social media stuff. So I see she has a kid now. But they just grew up.
Yeah.
They were in their 20s.
Yeah.
Just drinking. And she came, both of them came to work sunburnt and wasted. And I go, what were you doing? She goes, we were having sangrias all day. And I'm like, that's not a good idea. You know, like the sun and everything. And the one girl, Katie's just laying across like a bench of chairs
mm-hmm.
in her section.
Sure.
Like her customers are like, can I get a drink? And I'm like, Katie, you got to get up. And she goes, and May goes, there's no alcohol in sangria. And I go, what? You're a bartender. You bartend here. You have to know there's alcohol in that. No, there's fruit in that.
Oh, God, what a time to be alive.
It was so good. And then I remember she came out with a giant, because we don't serve sangria.
No.
She made it.
God.
For the front bar. It was this big.
Just wine and fruit?
It was a giant glass thing of wine and fruit, and she brought it out to prove to me, and as she tripped and it fell and it shattered and went all over the kitchen. It was
fired on the spot.
Never.
God damn it, I love
not
it when people
me.
Are fired on the spot.
Not if Mitzi was there, yeah, but for me, I'm like, you're gonna get a raise.
Wow.
Shit's funny to me.
It is crazy. As someone who, when I first started out here, oh, I had plenty of nights. Oh, no, so, like people would tell me, they'd be like, I know when you're drunk. I know when Justin Martineau's drunk because his hair is drunk.
No.
They were like, how drunk is your hair? Because my hair would be like, and I mean, I had nights. I mean, I partied because it was like, you know, when you're new here and you're starting out and you don't really know anybody.
You're like,
and you're hanging out, and you're like, getting bumped for, you know, you're like, okay, you're going you know, 12:45 now on a Tuesday. And you're like, but I was supposed to go on at 11:45. Like, no, you're actually
9 o'clock spot.
Yeah. That's you're opening weird. The store at 6 a.m. You're like, great.
You have to leave the door open for the cleaners.
Like, well, I guess I'll just drink. So I was, I definitely had a little bit of a reputation there at the beginning, but that's nothing so surpasses my favorite drug person ever.
Who's this?
Boston Katie.
That's who I'm talking about. May and Katie. That's Katie. That's my Katie that was laying on the benches.
She worked here?
Are you kidding me?
She did work here, didn't she?
I hired her over Christmas.
She did work here.
She was working. We had Pauly Shore rented the whole place out. Well, not rent it. Was like, Mom, I'm having a party. So Pauly had a party. He took the whole place on, I think it was New Year's. Was it New Year's Eve? Yeah, it was New Year's Eve. And she was working the VIP section in the belly room. And she's got a jug of
sangria.
Money, a tip jar, right? Because it's New Year's Eve. So she's thinking, I'm in Pauly's VIP section. And she was, because she said she could bartend. Mm-hmm. No, I didn't find out till a while later that she just drank. She didn't bartend. So, but what was it? Wine and beer was no big deal.
Right.
Maybe a vodka tonic. But so she's making drinks and she caught this girl and guy
dipping their hands.
Money.
Oh, she killed him. What'd she do? Go in.
She beat the shit out of them. She came downstairs. She's got bloody knuckles. She goes, Elena, I fucked up these people. They were stealing my money. Here's my fucking what I got. I don't know if I'm fired. I'll be at the Hyatt. They're having a party on the roof. I go, what? She goes, am I fired? I go, absolutely not. I go upstairs to find out what happened. It was Pauly's assistant.
Stealing the money. Good for her. God bless. That's so funny. I was like, Boston Katie.
Paul,
you're like,
bro,
was the one I'm talking about. I had no idea. She worked here for a while. I mean, when did she stop working here, though?
That's a good question. Because I left
because she would hang out. I remember she'd hang out.
And then she left and came back.
And then she was gone. And then at the 50th anniversary, she fucking shows up. She's like, Justin, how you doing? And I'm like, you're still fucked up
greatest.
From 20 years ago.
It's never going to stop.
Oh, see, it's
May
everything.
May had a baby. May stopped. Katie's Katie.
Boston Katie.
Katie's the greatest.
Por vida. Por vida, Boston Katie. I mean, God. I mean, talk about
some of the greatest stories. We always tell them.
How are you standing up?
How? And still going. You know, she was a fucking track star. She got a scholarship to Rutgers for running for track. A scholarship. And she came out here with her best friend, Chris, who's a brilliant actor. And she's also friends with Jay Lawson. They all grew up together. So Chris is an actor, and he's like, yeah, he goes, I go, is Katie really a runner? Because Chris was so together.
From the cops.
And I go, how is she a real runner? And because if you get a scholarship to Rutgers, are you fucking serious? So I'm like, is she good? He goes, I don't know how. I remember her coach saying to her, because she did fucking hurdles and shit. And he goes, you can't do it that way. You're doing it all wrong. And he taught her a proper technique, and then she didn't do it right. Like, she'd fall. She'd knock him over. And the guy goes, just keep doing what you're doing. She was breaking records in the fucking college.
Yeah.
Because she was just like, fucking kidding. Probably drunk, jumping over fucking
hurdles. What if the coach was like, here, just have a little bourbon. That'll help you step. Here, you want to run fast, honey? Here, have a little bit of dad's old licorice
people
pop.
People are like, how is she built so nice? I'm like, that bitch is a fucking track star.
I mean, now the only thing that has, like, longevity is her liver. I mean, my God.
She was here a couple weeks ago. Elena. One night, like, about 3 years ago. Maybe, it might have been before pandemic. Like, the years just mess up for me. And I was here trying to go up on a Monday, like, to work shit out. Mm-hmm. And she just randomly showed up. She goes, Elena, I'm here. I'm celebrating. I go, what are you celebrating? She goes, I quit drinking. And I go, but you have wine in your hand. She goes, yeah, I'm celebrating.
It's just fruit.
Celebrating. I go, why is that a thing? seriously one of the greatest, literally
in
the...
I'm celebrating. I'm not drinking.
You all of Fame Comedy Store employees.
Absolutely. 100%. If there is a 100%. Chart, a plaque,
we have to. We should make a chart.
Seriously.
And really break it down.
Oh, my God. She is just a legend.
So you got to party with Katie?
Oh, yeah. I mean...
What?
Oh, that was my watch. Sometimes it says, oh, my watch said...
Son of a bitch, I thought it was Mitzi yelling at me for keeping her on.
My watch picked up. Seriously, oh my God, she is just a legend. I didn't even say my... This happens. My watch just goes off. And it says, I'm not sure I understand. Yeah, it just goes off, which... She is just so...
I love that you got to party with her.
Oh, yeah.
She worked for me for years. I loved Katie. She was a kick-ass waitress, by the way.
Well, when she wasn't passed out on the bench.
No, but yes, when she did it.
When
like,
she was awake between 7 and 9.
And she'll come in and she'll be like, she'll go to the bar and she'll go, let me get a, and they're like, who are you? She goes, I got a 401 Katie. So I get whatever I want for the rest of my life. I'm like,
she does.
It's not
a 401
like-
Katie. She does.
I mean, she treats it like she was the president and she still gets security. It's like,
I'm in the platinum club. Yeah, that's not a thing.
But we all just go, give her what she wants.
You're right.
Give her what she wants. Yeah.
Yeah. God.
It's so fucking funny.
That is so funny.
But she really did. Like, her sales were amazing. Like,
yeah.
I don't know how
she
was
doing it. Her sobriety, not so much. Yeah.
Not good. But I was like, how is she maintaining?
Mm-hmm.
And then, so she worked here at waiting tables, but then she also had a day job.
Yeah, I remember that too.
She and sold Ari a house.
And drove.
No, ran Azizi a house. She was looking for one for Ari. Ran Azizi, she sold him a house.
Yeah.
And he goes, I don't know if another family's going to show up. I don't know if it's real, but I did it. She got me a great deal. Look at how she was doing real estate.
I'm going to sell this house for you. Yeah.
She only functions that way.
It's so weird. But so, such a moment. God, she was the best. She's not dead, but like she will be.
No, she's still around. She was here a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. I don't think she was. I think that was one of the 999 spirits that haunt this place.
What if it was? What if she would haunt this place? That would be amazing. Her and Mitzi fighting over it. Mitz is here somewhere. But you moved us out of that room. I heard her more in the other room. Mitzi.
You felt her more in the other room? Why? Yeah. What was there?
I don't know. It just was. Maybe it's the position.
I don't feel anything in this room.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. But I feel more in that.
I'm not mad at it either.
I'm furious.
You're like, I want to be touched by ghosts. I know. I feel like that. Because when I had my like clairvoyant girl, Brittany Lee Tarot came over and she was like, oh, and she was like saying shit. Like, she's like, oh, I feel Bugsy Malone here. I feel like, who else she was saying? Bugs? Do you remember?
The nerve of her.
She was a few fries short of a happy meal. I don't know what she was talking about.
She's a tarot card reader and a medium. And so she was saying like,
I wear a medium top.
Yeah, she did not. She's got some big old tatas. But she was saying like, yeah, I feel like, who's that big gangster from the back in the day that like Sean Penn played in that movie?
One
of those guys.
You know shit. Yes.
Can't remember his name.
Sean Penn played him,
didn't he?
I don't know which one.
I'm going to look it up real quick.
Look it up.
Because that's going to drive me insane. Hold on. Get rid of this Lazy Town guy.
So,
Sean Penn gangster movie.
You know why? Because I keep going to the Irish mob, the State of Grace.
You do?
But oh, that's New
Mickey
York.
Cohen.
Mickey Cohen. I knew it was a Jewish name and I couldn't remember it. And it was a Jewish gangster. He was old school Jewish gangster, Mickey Cohen. But they weren't.
Where is he now? Now that Kanye's,
I don't. Maybe he is here, but Mitzi, when the reason she even like came across this place was through gangsters, absolutely friends from Chicago. So it was, you know, people that were affiliated or part of this place, and maybe it was from Ciro's kind of a thing. But you know, by the time she got here, Ciro's was way gone, and it was Art LeBeau was doing a show in the main room. I believe he pretty much owned
The main room.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, and then she had that section. She had the OR. Yeah. She just had the OR in the belly room, right?
She had the OR.
Which is just
that
weird.
She rented for a long time. Then
it was storage.
And then the belly room was storage.
Yeah.
And then they cleaned it out and put women up there. Same difference. So
storage. We're going to give a chance for women to dream.
You girls want to get in the attic.
Isn't that so weird? That's such a weird story to me. Like, every time you go up there and they're like, this is where women were given a chance.
Do you know who Carrie Snow? Do you know who Carrie Snow is?
Yes, of course. I love Carrie Snow.
So fucking funny, right? So she was telling me these stories and she said that Mitzi would put them in the belly room, right? She was part of that Girls of the Comedy Store kind of thing. So they were in the belly room and that show got so hot. Lois Bromfield too was part of that. So they said the show got so hot that the male comics would run up and be like, hey, can we get on the show? And they're like, no, motherfucker. But here's why it was hot. So the you know, to get into the original room, it's the 80s, it's the boom, right? So it's packed. So you can't get in there. So the overflow went to the belly room.
Mm-hmm.
So while the overflow sitting up there, the girls are performing. And if a table opened up downstairs, this is what Carrie Snow told me, that Mitzi would walk up and be like, oh, you're four, the four top. Come on, let's go. Like while the girls are performing, she would pull the party of four out and bring them downstairs. You know what I mean? Like in the middle. Karen's
we're helping
like,
you.
I'm on stage.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, that's weird.
But it was so new.
Yeah.
And Mitzi didn't realize what was happening. She was just like, I mean, I'm sure she realized what was happening. But at the same time, she was like keeping the downstairs packed because that was the main money.
Because that's where people saw.
Well, right. And that was the main money. And so, but she would just, Carrie was like, oh, she would be so loud and just come up and interrupt. And,
in the middle.
And pull fucking people
four,
out.
Let's go. And you're like, okay.
Where's the baker party?
Oh my just God. God, what a time.
It was just like, you're on stage like, anyway, so. And what are you going to say? It's the fucking owner of the club, the booker, whatever. Because she owned and booked. So it's like, usually that can be separated, but not with this nut.
I know. I want to go in her office again soon.
Why?
Just because it's weird.
It is weird. It's
untouched. I don't know if people know that. Do they? Unless it's been, the last time I was in there, it was untouched.
It's still untouched.
It's very strange.
For, what was that?
I think.
Might have been the 50th.
Yeah.
We did like a little bit of a seance kind of thing.
Where was I?
It was awful.
Oh.
It wasn't good.
Who was there?
So, not Mitzi.
Yeah.
But they tried.
Good for them.
And it was, but this is my problem with this shit because.
I have like 5 minutes before I have to go.
If you.
Well, I'm on at 9. It's 8:53.
You're on at 9?
Well, I guess.
You were
I don't
on.
Know. Huh?
I didn't know you were on.
They added me later. I can come back.
You know what? No one likes you. No,
I don't know if I thought that you were that you changed your plans to be here.
He did say
I changed
that.
My plans to be here and then Quincy was like, "Hey, you want to do a 9 o'clock main room?" And I'm like, "Okay, I'll be here."
Yeah, don't not do a 9 o'clock main
right?
room.
Right? I can't say like no. I'm like
Because
the,
like,
the other day, there was 70 people in the main room on a Tuesday. I was like, what is this, 2004?
Trust. I went up and I was like, wow, the times are going backwards.
So I got to take it as well. So I'll be back. Do you want me to come back? Will you be here?
Go see. Yeah, I don't have to go on until 10.
Okay.
Do you want to hold it for a little bit?
Yeah, hold it. Just remember where we put a pin in it. I'll pick up right where we left off. Okay. And go.
And scene. Those are my tits. What time are we starting? Is it on? All right. And we're back, folks. We took a little breather because Justin had to go and yell at the crowd.
And entertain the children, yeah.
By the way, if you come back and you're sweating like that.
I spit. And that's a Jewish word I learned.
Good for
from
you.
From here,
sleeping
Spitz.
With the Jews. Good. I sleep with
I
a lot of them.
Being from Texas, like I get here and they're like, "Oh, you're Spitzin." I'm like, "What is that? That sounds personal."
What?
And it was because I'm sweating. Yeah, when I'm sweating, and I know I did a good job.
It's
so.
You were killing in there, and that was a better room than
that was a way better room.
Tuesday's 2004
Dude.
Shout out.
Wow. That was like a sold out room. That was solid. That was great. The Sklar Brothers killed it. Maren was great.
Oh, Maren went on before you?
Well, I saw him. We walked off and he actually fist bumped me. So we're getting there.
Because he goes, who's on? I go, oh, it's Justin Martindale. And I was like, oh, and you were crushing.
Who, Mark?
So I wasn't sure if he was following you or not.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
He said he didn't.
He was walking back and forth. And maybe he thought it he brought you on, he probably thought somebody else was on by now. Because we were in the parking lot talking the whole time you were on.
And he was like, who's that in there?
Who's that? Killing,
me, bitch.
Killing in there.
Yeah.
That's why he asked, because it was so loud. And I was like, that's Justin Martindale.
Slowly we're getting to the point where like we're talking. Because like he's very.
You and Mark?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we bring each. I'll bring him
he's
up. He'll bring me up.
He's not looking to make new friends.
Huh?
He's not looking to make new friends.
I know, but I'm like that person who's like, let's be friends. And he's like, get the fuck away
good.
From me. Yeah.
I'm going
he's
on my 50th
sweet, and I never
year.
Know like what mood I'm going to get.
Mark.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's funny.
He's very hard to read. Usually I'm like, okay, I can approach this person. But with him, you just don't know. And sometimes I feel like I'm like, hey, man, how's it going? And he's like, oh. I'm like, sorry. Back to the shadows I go.
He's been a lot nicer to me. No, I'm kidding. He's always nice to me, but I always tease and say he's been a lot nicer to me since we did Bonnie McFarlane and Rich Voss's show. What was it? What's it called?
Something I did about, that with you.
Oh, yeah. When I said I fuck him.
yeah.
I said I fuck
he
him.
He was in a great mood that night.
But that's why he's been always nicer and he makes
I said I'd fuck him.
You did?
And that was like a mercy
but
that's kill.
Why he doesn't talk to you.
Yeah.
So.
No, he was like, yeah, this. He remember his face? He was like,
That's
oh,
right.
yeah, everyone wants to fuck me. And I was like, oh, God.
Except for Annie. She stuck to her guns.
Well, don't say gut too loud. You know, she'll
you
get
know,
very offended.
Not my Annie. She doesn't get offended. She doesn't have feelings. Mm. I love that you're on your second tee.
Yeah.
I mean, you really are the G and LBGT. And
well, germ?
Yes.
Well, I got the Nor'easter clap over here.
Oh, yeah. He's a problem.
Bringing
what
it over
fuck,
here.
Fuck, man.
I think it's just like we're not used to cold weather.
Huh?
What'd I do? The Nor'easter clap.
Whatever you have going on.
When you were like coughing.
At,
that's what your nickname for me now?
Well, no, you were coughing. And she said I put the G in LGBT, which is germ.
Oh.
Is it?
And now you're
wait,
blaming.
What is the G?
Gay.
Right.
What the fuck is going on?
I forgot it for 1 second. I was like, do I know my own letters?
Do I know who I am? Who am I anyway? There you go back to your a cappella group. I'll never remember the name of that a cappella group that you keep saying.
Pentatonics.
That's not a real thing. I don't like the name.
Penta meaning five.
I know.
Five of
I
them.
Get it. I don't. It doesn't. No.
Listen, if you like the Pentatonics, drop a comment below. We're going to be interactive on this podcast because it needs it. You know, we need like comments and like,
do
oh my
a
God.
Live one where they
I'm sure there's plenty of listeners who have kids and stuff. And they're like, oh, my kids love the Pentatonics. They're a good group. The girl in the Pentatonics came to one of my shows just shit faced like years ago.
She's like, let me hear you sing.
It was
we
actually Boston Katie. Mary,
how dare you?
Oh, legend.
I can sing, Eleanor. Let's fucking start a group. Katie's the greatest ever. Wait, you partied with her, though. We weren't talking about that.
I mean, I partied with her here.
We got past that. We were talking about Mitzi's office. You wanting to go in Mitzi's untouched office.
Yes.
And it is still untouched.
Still untouched. It's weird.
Same way.
And I still don't know exactly where it is.
Oh, you've never been in
there. I've been in there, but I don't remember what part of the building it's in.
Okay, that's strange.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, I have no idea where it is.
It's almost like they...
But I feel like I've been in every room, and I can't find it. It's in the front, right?
I'm not telling.
It's in the front, right?
I'm never telling.
I have no idea where it is.
That is so weird to me.
I remember
you know
one night...
Because I worked here during the day, so it's like that whole part of the building running up and down. It just...
So it's in the it's back like by the stairs at the bar, right? It's just, it's been locked off for years.
Well, it's locked up. Now they lock the doors since we turned corporate.
But we're not corporate.
We're pretty corporate. But when we were a free-spirited club.
It was always
open. Remember when we were fun?
Oh, God.
And
maybe it's for the best.
We didn't have any rules.
God, we were just the comedy club of broken toys. God, let's run amok.
Comics are like, wait, they're locking doors now because they're trying to bring girls up to.
Someone was murdered on the patio. We just stepped over them and kept going. God,
they're like, this is bullshit.
Oh my God, is this art? Oh.
But even like when the main room closes,
yeah,
they like lock the doors, close it, like it's closed. You know what I mean? Whereas before, you'd sit in there and fuck around, you know, or whatever.
That's so scary because I remember going in there with Matt Edgar years ago.
Okay.
When the place just stayed open till 5 a.m. Yeah, whenever someone decided
to. Free-spirited fun club.
And we walked in there and it was so spooky. Like it looked like the Haunted Mansion. Mm-hmm. Like it was like Madame Leota in the crystal ball, like resumes and pictures and old lineups. And it was just like, oh, all just like covered in dust and spider webs. And you're like, we shouldn't be in here. Right. And we left immediately. We were like, and I remember it being open. And I think what was so weird.
You mean her office?
Her office, yeah.
So if you just walked, it's rare because they didn't really keep it open even when she was alive. That was one door she locked. That was one door that was always shut.
It's weird. I would love to go in there and just like take pictures and stuff.
Well, you're not allowed. But
why not?
I'm kidding.
We can put stuff on TikTok now.
I did an interview in there for a documentary. But
which one?
Dice's. I don't know when it'll be.
I was like, did you do the Comedy Store one?
I did. Thanks
you did?
For noticing.
The one on
anyway,
Showtime?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't do it.
Oh, that's
I was just the last person she passed. What would I know about the magic of this place?
Let me ask you this. Did you even know who she was when she passed you?
No clue.
There you go. That's why.
No fucking clue. That's
why you weren't in the.
Yeah, they're like, he didn't know. No, but I mean, it was like a lightning bolt moment, I think.
Right. I mean, when you figured out.
Has there been that moment since? I don't think so.
No, but like some people, like we have Mike Black and Steve Simone. Mike Black said he knew about Mitzi when he was like 7 or 8. I didn't know about
No
Mitzi.
Clue.
I didn't know anything until I got a job here.
I knew Pauly Shore as a kid.
Right.
Like that was like, I knew Pauly Shore,
sense.
But I didn't know Pauly Shore. I knew Pauly Shore MTV.
Right. Like, but you weren't studying comedy where you were like, oh, you have to go to the Comedy Store
to get on
the Tonight Show to get on.
I watched all that and I watched like, you know, the, what was it? The Live Aid, HBO.
Oh, no, no.
Comic
not
Relief.
Live Aid.
Comic Relief.
I like
with
where
like,
you're going with that.
Yeah, yeah.
Comic Relief was
comic
great.
Comic Relief
yeah.
was great. I remember watching that as a kid and just like watching all of these amazing idols. And then, you know, like you're doing that with them.
Who was your idol? Like, who was your comic that said, I want to be a comic?
Oh my God, Robin Williams, for sure.
Really?
Oh yeah.
I love that.
I mean, just the as a performer like mm-hmm. myself, like I really like looked up to him because he did the voices and he was like a storyteller and he could do crowd work and kind
he
of like
so
and so fun quick. And like just bounce all around, you know, and he was just, you know. And as a kid, like Aladdin and Mrs. Doubtfire and, you know,
right.
like all those great memories and great movies of Jumanji, my childhood.
Yeah.
I just thought it was just so much fun that he could just.
And he was part of Comic Relief, too. It was
for sure.
Him and Billy Crystal.
I just remember there was a moment where, like, I don't remember if he, like, took his shirt off.
I went to two of them.
He had, like, a tank top on, I think. And that's when I was like, oh. That's the hairiest man I've ever seen in my life.
Like, he's still
like being a young
shirt.
Kid, I was like, good God. He's the hairiest
that.
Man.
Yeah, you have money.
It might have been a little bit of a gay awakening. Yeah, I was kind of like,
I'm surprised
I've never
it didn't make
that.
You straight with all that hair.
No, and I think that's what it was. I think it was just watching him be so comfortable in his skin and in his body that he was just like, I can do a woman's voice. I can I can grab a woman's scarf and turn into a little Russian woman.
How great
like,
is that scene where they're putting the makeup on him?
Oh, yeah, and just like, it was like he would break that, you know, gender identity and sexual identity, and he'd be this like, you know, this big burly man and then like be like, oh, hello, you know, like, and it was just such a weird thing and it tripped people out. And that's what I love to do is like do those voices where, you know, I'm this 6'4" guy and all of a sudden I'll just bust out this like weird voice and people are like, what the fuck was that? I'm like, yeah, that's what I do. And I thank him for that because that was the inspiration.
I like
and then,
it.
Of course, Jim Carrey, for sure.
Oh, yeah. So you like those characters.
And Joan Rivers with her wit and her fucking
cuntiness.
Brass.
Amazing.
Yeah, for sure.
Super cunt.
Yeah.
She should have super had a cape cunt that said SC. She mm-hmm. was unbelievable. And we just get in people's faces. She's one of my favorites. But I didn't like watch comedy growing up. Like, it wasn't like, oh, I want to be this person. Like, I saw, right. I watched Pryor. I watched Eddie Murphy. I think my brothers used to make me watch Dice. We watched the Rodney Dangerfield thing. Mm-hmm. And our favorite was Dom Irrera because he talked about South Philly. So we were like, oh, that's us.
Dom
like, that was it. But, you know, now he's my best friend. And
how's
like,
he doing? Oh. Is he good?
No, he's no, I'm kidding. Of course, he's great. He's hilarious.
He's one of my favorite people. His font is just getting bigger and bigger on his phone. And I'm really worried.
I'm surprised. He'll look at his phone and go, man, I wish I knew how to work this right.
He's just the sweetest man.
He still makes me laugh. He
fucking,
so fucking
kills
hard.
It. Like, I'll go up after him and, like, he will get. There was one night, it was just so sweet and special where he.
In the main room?
In the main room.
Yeah, and he destroys that.
He got a standing ovation, like, halfway in a set. It was so weird. And people stood up and started clapping. And he was like, yeah, that was so weird. That's never happened. I go, they thought you were done. And he was like, no, that's just so, it was so cool. And I'm like, yeah, you deserve that. And then, of course, I have to follow that.
Right.
And I got up there and I was like, thank you all so much. We're actually putting him down
today,
next week. Yeah. So that was the last.
I say that about my mom on stage. We have to put her down.
They're like, oh my God. And I'm like, you got to roast each other. Fuck it. The Sklar Brothers just brought me up to. He's got a great podcast called, what's it called? And I'm like, what? And they're like, what is it called? I'm like, they have the mic and I'm like, yeah, great friends over here. You know,
what is your name of your podcast?
Just Saying with Justin Martindale here at the Comedy Store.
The world famous Comedy Store.
Yeah, the Comedy Store podcast.
You've had some great guests lately.
Had some great guests.
Too, I've noticed. I like. You had Sherry O'Terry.
Sherry O'Terry, Caroline Ray. I'd love to have you on. I think that'd be so fun. Yeah.
Anytime.
I need like guests. I want to book like months.
That's what I like to do. I like to, what is that called? Book?
Book?
No. What is it called? That's not the word.
Oh, you're talking about bookend?
No.
Read ads?
No. You know what? No one likes you. Forget it. It's
no,
over.
No, where you pile them on. Where you like to pile on. What is it called? No, I forgot.
Pocketing show.
No.
Kind of, but no.
It begins with a B.
Book.
It's not book.
Not book.
Bank. Thanks, John.
Bank a whole bunch.
Yeah.
Thanks, John.
Just,
He helped.
Our producer.
he did nothing except for shit on me because I can't read ads properly.
Yeah, Justin.
You know what?
As long as she doesn't have to read the articles on your show, I think we're good.
Do you want me to read on your show?
Kinda.
I'll do it. It's kind of fun.
Okay, cool.
And I'll bring one of those archery nerfs you could just shoot at me while I'm reading.
I mean, for sure. I would love that. I mean,
because I do better when things are flying at my face.
Like, no, are you doing well? I mean, that's why you've been here so long.
I know.
Like, oh, she's the platinum filly over here.
People are like, you are the store. I'm like, that's uncomfortable, but no.
If the store were a person, it'd be you. You're like, God.
That's disgusting. But I will die here. I'm sure of it.
No, you better not.
I've died on stage a few times. So
we all
just
have.
Waiting to.
We all have.
Hone it in one day.
Are you now my podcast is a pop culture podcast. So
okay.
I would like to know what's a pop culture story that you are like in right now? What do you love right now?
Not a fucking
shows
thing,
or
so.
Music or anything that's like it taking your interest?
I did watch, this could be pop culture. I've been watching the Meghan Markle and
Oh,
Harry.
Well, at least someone is.
Right? You're not watching?
No!
First of all,
I don't care.
But I hate the Brits, and now I love both of them because they said, fuck you.
Well, they did say today that what they are doing could be considered as treason.
I don't give a shit.
Against the crown.
It's not even a real thing. It's a fake monarchy. Go fuck yourselves.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
I just want to know how good is the puss?
Hers?
Has to be.
You see, that's the whole thing. Blaming her.
I'm not blaming her. I'm saying, like, if she knows what she has, she did it. She had this guy to leave the goddamn monarchy.
Because they're fucking crazy.
But she's also shitting on them in front of him. And he's like, okay, you're talking about my dad. You know, it's
you
like.
You have to watch the documentary. God. Will you watch it? Then fine. Don't watch it.
I am drinking tea. So I feel like I might as well
watch 100% Irish.
You know what? I'll watch it. And then you come on my podcast in the new year and we'll talk about it. Done.
Even though I'm doing a podcast called What's Up, Doc? And we talk about documentaries. I just won't do that one. I'll do a different one.
Jesus, I love it. Well, I can't do it. Well, we'll find some murder documentary to watch. No, watch that one. Save that one for me.
No, that is a good one for you.
Because I am
interested.
Because
that is more pop culture-y kind of a thing.
Well, it's like I'm interested because
like Jeffrey Dahmer's not pop culture, is it?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, is it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Are you kidding me? Anything can be pop culture. Jeffrey Dahmer, do you remember the time it was like right after the LA riots? Jeffrey Dahmer was on like Jay Leno and shit, where Jay Leno and David Letterman would be like, oh, I went out and got some food last night. It was Jeffrey Dahmer's Cafe. Ayo! You know, and people were like, ha, 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 ha. Like, we were making jokes about it.
Yeah.
So if it's like being talked about, it's pop culture.
Oh, I see.
It doesn't have to be like, you know.
I always think like pop culture is like the hip, what's going on right in this moment. Like, and well, I'm usually like 70 steps behind.
There's nostalgic pop culture too. I mean, like disco is pop culture. Like,
wow. You look
boy
right
bands,
at
girl bands, like
disco.
All that. Anything can be pop culture. Horror films are pop culture, you know.
I'll tell you this. I was at a wedding and they played the Spice Girls.
Yeah.
If you
want to be my lover.
First of all, how the fuck did they make a nickel? It's the none of them can sing, really. Are you shitting me? I don't think I've ever really listened. And it's horrible. I mean, the one girl gets to fuck David Beckham and that's it. That's mm-hmm. all I know about them.
That's the prize, right?
I mean, but she's just cute.
Posh.
She can't sing.
No, she knows.
All of them.
Yeah.
One's worse than the next. I was like, what is this fucking song? Are they killing someone?
Yes.
It's awful. And they're making a reunion. They're making a comeback.
You want to hear something fun about that? I'll tell you what happened.
I don't like the Brits.
Just in general. I'll tell you what happened. So 1996 happened. Okay. Mm-hmm. And that was when grunge was huge. Okay. Seattle grunge, like Nirvana, yeah. Pearl Jam,
sure. Chris Cornell,
Soundgarden, all that. Yeah. Yes. And then all of a sudden, No Doubt came out. And No Doubt had this like ska, Orange County feel.
Meds and meds. She's all
and right. then Sheryl Crow, All I Want to Do Is Have Some Fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Spice Girls. And then it was like, boom, this whole like pop genre. Like just like in the 70s when disco was dead, grunge was dead. Everyone was like, okay, we're done with grunge. And then the pop culture movement took on. And then you started having these pop hit, one hit wonders. It's so crazy because like in my high school growing up in the 90s when I graduated,
mm-hmm.
I look back at the artists and I'm like, they're all one hit wonders.
A lot of the songs that I liked were just one hit wonders.
Kid,
so yeah, a lot.
So yeah,
a
the
lot.
80s were just the same. You know, you get these one hit wonders and you're like, oh yeah. And then they just disappear forever.
You're like Tiffany. Do you remember? You ever heard of
that? I mean, Paula Cole. Where have all the cowboys gone? We got into like weird, like lesbian Lilith Fair genre. Remember? Lilith
yeah.
Fair.
Yeah.
That was still considered pop culture for sure. Woodstock. All that jazz.
Disco never died for me. I got lucky.
Disco's back now.
By the way, because I have so many older brothers and sisters, like I have every genre of music. Like I could belt out Doris Day and then go right into Zeppelin and then hit a Donna Summer song. Like,
yeah.
It's just, it's all in here because they just threw it on me. My sister Kathleen was obsessed with the Supremes so much that she played the album and warped it.
Beyonce in her new album, Renaissance, sampled I Feel Love by Donna Summer.
Oh,
and it's fantastic.
Donna stopped singing because she found God.
Well, don't we all? We all stop singing when we
obsessed with Donna Summer. I know every single thing about her. But my brother Jimmy is Disco Jimmy. And he still has like disco balls and we still play disco. So it never died in my house.
Do you like new disco?
Let's not get weird.
I'm going to recommend some new disco for you.
Okay.
Purple Disco Machine is great. Jessie Ware is fantastic. She's British, but she's disco. I know. Give it a shot. I'll send it to you. It's great.
British. I'm kidding. I just like to pick on them.
And I'm trying to think of, like, who else. There's. I'll send you some.
I'll try it.
I'll send you some.
You know what would be funny? I'll make my brother Jimmy listen, and I'll report
him. He probably already knows it. Is he gay?
100% he doesn't know it. He lives in the 70s. He hasn't left.
Good for him.
He drives his little Corvette with his little disco ball spinning in the front. Hilarious. T-tops. Greatest ever. Makes me laugh so hard. No, not gay. But if you want to try to change him, you can.
No, I'm good.
Get in there. Like, see if he changed, switch teams. He does like titties really a lot. So it's hard to, he'd be hard to change. Unless you had some nice tits. And two kids.
What if I do?
I mean, hey, I'll call him and say, Jim, what do you think of these? Be hilarious if
Jimmy,
like,
look at these knockers.
Take your shirt off.
Take your shirt off. Yeah. What are you, that guy?
Let me see what they look
were
like.
Were you there that night that the guy from Big and Rich told me to take my shirt off on stage?
No, the big, I remember.
The one who won The Apprentice?
I don't remember what he did, but I know he was
I think
here.
He was rich from Big and Rich.
No, I know.
Yeah, and he was the cat.
I didn't know he did that to you, but yes. I remember when he was here.
He was here, and he won The Apprentice, and I had to follow, and Sarah Tiana was in the back.
Sarah Tiana, that's right. He came to see her,
He
right?
came to see her,
right?
And he had just won Celebrity Apprentice, and I had, weirdly enough, had that on my television before I left. And so she's like, Rich from Big and Rich is here, and I'm like, oh, fuck. And I go, why is he here? Why is he not, like, at an after party or something? And I'm like, oh, because Trump paid for it. He didn't have a budget. Got it. So we get there, we get here, and they're like, you're next. And he's just shit-faced.
I remember.
He's like in the fourth row in the OR, just like cowboy hat on, and he's just drunk. And
taking up like two, three chairs, tables, like kind of, in between. I remember it.
And he in the middle of my set, he's like, you're fucking funny, man. And I'm like, thanks, bro. And he's like, isn't he funny? Don't y'all think he's funny? And everyone's like, And I was like, congrats on, you know, winning Celebrity Apprentice. Oh, God. Yeah. He's like, yeah, man, thanks. Take your shirt off. And I'm like, what? And the whole room's like, what? He's like, come on, let me get you a shot. Don't y'all want to see him take his shirt off? And I'm like, wait, aren't you supposed to, like, drag me from behind your pickup truck or something? Like, what are you doing?
Oh, my God.
It was so bizarre.
Did
I was like, I'm not.
It?
No.
Why?
No. Because I'm not big and bitch.
Like Coco and fame. And
yeah, I was like, sorry, dude. Yeah, exactly. You want to make it in Hollywood, kid? I do. Yeah, just me too'd at my own work.
Because I would have taken it all.
Of course you would.
Because I'm desperate, so.
God.
Well, anyway, so where can they hear your podcast?
Let's here.
Try to wrap. What do you mean here?
Like, hear my podcast here. On... Wherever you get your podcast, it's called Just Saying with Justin Martindale.
Yeah.
Just Saying with Justin Martindale.
Just Saying with Justin Martindale.
You can catch it every Tuesday night Pacific time at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
And then the video is available the following Monday on the Comedy Store YouTube page.
Stretch it out.
Mm-hmm.
Stretch
it
out.
Like and subscribe and leave a review. And I love hearing from everyone.
Good comments, bad comments, leave them all.
I'll take them all. I don't give a shit. Tell me something I don't know.
If it's something bad, they got to get it off their chest. So it's better they throw it into the abyss and get it out.
This guy looks like a lizard guy from Pentatonix. Sure. Get in line. Loved you in Lazy Town. This
that
guy,
Lazy
you know
Town
what,
is
you know
pretty
what I do
good.
Love is what the Lazy Town one is good.
You gotta
you know
get
what
your managers.
I love
that.
It when people tell me that I need to lay off the plastic surgery. He needs to lay off the plastic surgery.
Are you serious?
Oh yeah, it's my favorite. And I'm like, do you think I can afford
Nobody
plastic
says
surgery?
That to me.
It's the weirdest thing. And I'm like, I don't have any. They're like, Botox? I'm like, no.
No.
Never had Botox.
You would see it.
I just take care
of it. I mean, how do you not know? I mean,
it just, so if you want to come for my looks and all that stuff, that's fine, but whatever.
Wait, by the way, don't ever do Botox. When guys do it, it's
I can't do
fucking
it.
Weird.
I look like Chaz Dean in like a bounce house.
Why a bounce?
I don't know. It's just
like
just one of those moonwalkers.
I know. I need more than Botox. I need what Khloe
you
Kardashian
need Jesus.
Got. I need a whole new head like Khloe got. Khloe, hook a bitch up. Give me some good American
God,
jeans.
That poor scarecrow.
And
God.
One of those new heads you got. I'm sure they have extra laying around.
Mm-hmm. like Return to Oz, just those cabinets of heads.
No, there's hundreds of headless children in Calabasas.
Oh, for sure.
No one cares. No one cares. Are you going on the road anytime soon? Can somebody see you?
Next year, hopefully. I'll get some stuff up lined up in January. I don't have anything. I'm like done for the year. I'm exhausted.
Oh, he's tired.
Too many people died.
I get it. That's way to bring it down. Anyway.
No, I didn't. It was a hard year for a lot of people.
Everyone's dead. And
thanks for having me.
I need a new head.
Merry Christmas.
Welcome back to News at 11 with Eleanor.
Are you a newscaster?
Who can't read ads.
Do you do the news, Aunt Eleanor?
I will be at Sony Hall with Joe Diaz on December 28th if I live that long.
You will. Tell him I said hi. I love him.
The greatest in Manhattan. All right. Thank you, guys. Like, subscribe, do all the bullshit. Check out Justin. Check out his podcast. I'll do it, and we'll shit on the English more. Guys, Comedy Store Podcast is back. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Please leave us your negative and positive comments, mostly negative.
You can follow me at Rick Ingram. I only accept positivity in my life.
The new Rick is here, and EJ Kerrigan still with the negativity, but like and subscribe.